Hello, fellow dreadheads, lock lovers, and all of you lovely locked humans. Welcome to the Locktimistic, because Thursdays are for locktimistics.
Disclaimer: all information provided is solely based on my experience having locks. I am not a loctician, nor a lockologist, nor any professional for that matter. Just another lock lover, passionate about locks.
You're listening to the Locktimistic.
The Locktimistic.
Hello, Locktimistics. That's right. You're a Locktimistic. You're a Locktimistic. You're a Locktimistic. I'm the Locktimistic. So welcome. Actually, scratch that. Welcome back. Yeah, that's more like it. So, how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? I want to know. Do let me know. Comment. DM me. You just do what you gotta do to let me know. But I do hope you are doing well. I'm okay. So it was International Women's Day a few days ago, and I would not be prouder as a woman as I am right now. We have come from so far and we are going farther, and you're not even halfway through. I am so glad that we have begun to realize, and we are realizing day by day, how powerful we are as women, and that no one can bring us down unless we allow it. That we are the only ones who can truly bring ourselves down. And that's just phenomenal. It's just awesome. And I love women with locks and locked ladies. I mean, y'all are just so beautiful. Y'all are just so lovely. And as unique as your locks are, I mean, they're just doing their thing. And look at them.
Damn.
We should not be afraid to just go out there and do our thing and be ourselves, and not be a reaction to everything that happens around us, but to cause things to move and shake and, you know, cause the dominoes to fall, right? Yeah, so do you, be you, stay true. And trust me, they will love you for it, because, I mean, there is no other you except you. So, bad news, I have a really bad headache that is not going away, but I will do my best to get this episode to you in time. And as long as I do so before next Thursday, that works for me. I hope that works for you too. But I didn't want to skip this week, so here I am, guys. Just a public service announcement. Now that I am on TikTok, I have been watching a lot more videos, and I have followed content creators who are lacticians and stuff. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, interesting. But other times I'm like, nah. And I know that locks are a sensitive topic because many things are subjective. They are relative. They can do good for you, but do a lot of damage for another person. So it's just always about practicing caution and finding out what works for you, right? But some things just make me feel some type of way, you know? I just feel like I have to get this off my chest. I really do. So lock extensions. How do you feel about them? By lock extensions, I mean when your loctician or just you yourself go in with some fake hair or some faux locks. Fake hair can be fluffy, can be any other type of hair that is sold that is not yours. And I think there are three types of lock extensions. So the first one is from the root to the tip. So that's why maybe you just go in with a lock extension and you wrap your lock around it
straight from the root to the tip.
Maybe when you go longer, try to give your locks the kind of longish look, where maybe you're at shoulder length, but you're like, I feel like I want to get to my butt. Right, so they're elongated till they reach your butt, and I mean, they look cute, they look bomb. I have no problem with that, because maybe you're going for a different look, you just want to maybe hold your hair up in a bun, and you feel like, I mean, you're practicing too much patience, you deserve this. Or maybe you're going for a protective style, and well, that's debatable, because think about it, locks themselves are a protective style. So protective style on protective style, interesting. So I have no problem with that. The second type of lock extension is whereby you add it to your ends. So you just go in with the fake hair and you add it from the tip, and you go on until maybe you get the desired length that you want. So this one is mostly for people who want to maybe give off a more, this are my locks kind of look, because I mean, from the root someone can see these are your locks. Maybe someone pay that much much attention to look at all the way till your tip. And maybe you're going for the long-term kind of look where you want to stay with them as long as you can, because then you can wash them, because the roots are yours. However, these lock extensions can begin to get heavy. And I know that there are some light hair out there, because, I mean, some of them, you look at them and you're like, isn't that heavy? And then you feel it, it's so light. It's just an illusion. But most of this hair, when it gets wet, it becomes super, super heavy. So just make sure that you're not putting a strain on your roots. Because if you are, then you're wearing your roots down, wearing your locks down. You're pulling so hard on your roots, on your hairline, on your front. And this can lead to a receding hairline. It can also lead to alopecia, which is baldness. You do not want to put that much strain on your scalp. So just be careful of that, okay? So there I'm like, just practice caution, okay? Make smart choices. Now, this last kind of lock extension is where I have a problem. So in this other kind of extension, maybe for one reason or another, your locks are thinning. Maybe because you are experiencing color damage, or maybe you just messed up along the way, or maybe your loctician messed up along the way, or maybe your hair is just thinning, maybe because of hormones or whatever. Maybe your diet is not as good, or maybe it just happened and you don't even know why. Well, your loctician may suggest going in with some faux locks. And just at that particular point where your lock is thinning, try to wrap around there and, you know, try to create an illusion that your lock isn't thinning, you know, just to make your locks look prettier, look more uniform. They just look perfect, right? And there is no such thing as perfect locks, and it is high time that we accept it. And what this does is it further weakens your lock, especially that particular point, because you are building up on an already weak spot. You are adding so much tension to a point that has already shown its fault lines. And it is going to pop off. It is already weak. You're not helping. You are just making things worse. So what you can do is you can just wait it out. I'm not telling you that you'll go to sleep and that part will thicken. No, no. I'm just telling you, you can work on your new growth. You can work on making your new growth thicker, but that particular point is like, it's already done. So you just let it grow out. Maybe it reaches a certain point, you can chop that part down, maybe to just have a fresh start. But do not do that to your locks. Do not go into the lock extension, try to wrap around that particular area just to cover it all up and get perfect locks. But you know what? At the end of the day, that's just my opinion. So what's yours? I would love to know, what are your views on lock extensions? Maybe your views before this episode and maybe right now. Have I changed your mind? Has your perception changed? Or are you just going to do whatever you want? That's still okay, because I mean, YOLO, right? Yeah, that doesn't apply to everything though. Mm-hmm. Make smart choices. So let me know what you think about lock extensions. Leave a comment, DM me, message me, email me. Let me know what you think. So that is it for today. I just thought I would keep it short and sweet. So yeah, I do appreciate you for reaching this far into the episode. Mob love. Do remember to subscribe so that you can get notifications every time I upload. Check out my socials, check out my Instagram page at @the_loctimistic. Follow, like, and DM me to let me know whether you would like to be featured, and we can talk about that. I do take episode suggestions. You can email me at the.loctimistic@gmail.com. Check out my Pinterest for videos. Same to my TikTok. My TikTok is @the_loctimistic, while my Pinterest is the_loctimistic. I will upload more videos with time, so stay tuned. Great stuff is coming. Stay safe. Do you. Be you. Stay true. To keeping it real. To keeping it true. To keeping it locked. Until next time. Bye!